objection from anybody on fishing game, putting tags on these bears and putting the stuff inside of them, but I don't know if there'll be any hunters getting any bears and food involved, but they're scared to death about those fatalities of the bears that they put radios in.
Maybe what we could do is, like Pete says, find somebody that knows a lot about the drugs that they put into the bears, and you know how they have these programs on the radio and stuff, have the person talk and let people know how long the drugs would have an effect on that animal once it is shot. How long, what the longest would be, and that kind of thing. And I think that might help, because, you know, it could be right. It could be that they're affected for a long time by that drug. But on the other hand, you know, it could be that it wears off right away. And it would be good information to know and make known by using the radio station, plus the newspaper that they have.
Sitä ei se mitä pystyy yhdeksäkään laukka. Va, mä taavut maka angmutele makoniga atau minä itse takkani ni tokon minä olen vielä oma unitsira kahdeksan asiko taavun muona alkaa sokkoon lopettu kenen nopeinne tämän aukko kohdikin lakaa maka fission game savastot tämmöinen kenen näillä niitä, että kuitenkin minä tänne kannattaa niitä makoneita. Tuo, minun nimeni on juuri subsistence. Minun nähdä kohti varut, minun päini, annet nähtää omaa, hablaa nuva. Sakit nähtit murha, tulle kenen nähtää. Nauke tulle, nalaa mit, minun väikkiit muuttaa anak mit. Ja minun väikki lyhdy, minun väikki päivä, pitpäätä, kaana on minä, että kohti varut. Minun nimeni, tema tema kani naglan ang ayok ang ayok ka inyo na dona nunamin inyo na hotin tapo toxic sura na ayok ka nunamin naglan tapo hotin inyo na hot bawat kahit mura halak tu naglan tuli doctor kani nun sa kalbu yung inyo ito tabago na wakti ni mani taket na hani tapo ni tabago ka ito ba Betul, makro alhasil cari juga. Kalau tuh ting pilih, pada terima kita mau terpaksa ni ini cipta pangan pun. Jika aku lebih cipta, alhasil tik ada yang orang juga. Takut takut nasib pun teman dan orang ini juga dah lepas anggur jenis siapa lu makro ni lah. Takut nasib muktamad tu. Terima tak nak ini pakai jika aku ting pada pakai jika aku ting. Pijumin tematko kain muadnet mako sabakta tahamma tamanna tukun ni tiga aktivitiyat uraut tak nunu nami ninyu nahlas putona tak seksu lahu makata tak nunu nami ninyu nahlas put tamanna ikkagir guba uraut utuk panahin kira uroani kati makata tamanna lu ala akhim tibi yuktiyo adilamu nakata
Minat kira Allah kari setengah Yuni sekarang setiap dua bulan kira amane ikarne makro marili semarut tamani semarut ikarne kamu ngali tak rakotin akalui kamu ngasuru mata kaya rakotin tak amane akalui sinya urut tema tema ngak tena kori rakata kamu tena itu kalau kimesin akalui titik tena nekau tiga bulan tiga bulan Eglisiapri, aglano ba pamatay na merso, na merso, na galaw ni kami, aklat ng katarit, asin yawa, nekote sa ton magkosuri, aklat, tukot matay suri, ito sa agakter ni katarit, tiyo na atulit, suklulit, tam na wali, amani ikiwitsura, kaya sinyang may diba nila kaya tam na kamo nga ko sinyang urod kubo til mange av glann. Jeg korsinerer fra loppet av glann. Korsineringen er på lov, så løper de ikke under og går ut av mange. I noen er det på kalle reser. Og de da grannene er ikke på lov, ikke ut med unge. Og kalle inn med køk, mani, far, vani, inge, mata, hamma, sari, litt, mata, malik, lov, silak, etter, man. Finere rommene, mata, kalle jo silak. Det er noe tatt for unge, finere rommene, mata. Senere sitte, jeg vil lære sammen, jeg har kalle. At land you wake up, Sakuk's in after last few years, did not, Tamatko, a flat move after it, and you wait to be able to.
Come on in, it's a woo up to get that nut. It's a well off now when you're having a coffee or a neck of it. Stick on it one, good luck to it, a cliff up to it, they might be left. The bishop did only what did the covenant you wake it. Tamava. Ano kung bisarap ka kuta la?
Hindi pa yah. At nangyipu mo ang mong
olap niya.
Kapani mo makit ni ah nagtulog la. Iwag siya pa ako at ano pa kita? Pinapawhi niya ang narak sa pamat. Suli. Inyus ka nusirap matal. O birap matal mo intayo. Ang awamit, pagkailan siya bagay kita kawani. Hinubay, at nagitso. Sabran ang awamit, awamit ko. Bili siya sa nagay, at ang sila yung nakakura ka niya. Hindi magkakawin mo sa dito pa. Halit matawan niya. Hindi mo siya kinig na mga nakakaya na sa mata. Tukotala niya sa mga pa. Kano si Paya. Kalog sulimang na. Inyupet, kapag ni, nakitputi at pagluludan, pinagatalawan, takta ulit na, kalaw ulit, puti hirahin niya pera. Kasi malawak na utan na, matulungan ka kanyang sa unang niya ni, iyang magtulad siya, nakit, kakailik yung, kung, kasam na ko na hindi ang nagtulad, ako ni kano kalaw ulit na, sa nangayin niya niya pang, Waktu mencoba lagi tentang nak absen sport nama tak, tak nanya dia pernah. Kita mahu sekali pergi lah, mereka tu tengah kita mahu sekali lah. Kita mahu sekali lah.
Kena tak macam, jadi kesian kita kita awak tu sama kanu kulu, sama balik sana, akan naya kalau di tok.
Mau kibun sih ini, you want to go home ini, kau ni project tu very cheap. Cuma bila mak kalau mak, saya pergi sewa kantor, mak masih tak tahu, nak pergi pergi. Kamu lah, supaya kamu sih mesti kasih makan dia nak berlaku. Nanti dia semua macam, nak cewa dia mesti kau, nak kau mesti kau, kau ikut nak kadang nak kau ikut. Kalau macam si, dia ni berpaut sama dia orang cewa. Tapi masih nak ni, dia orang ni sekarang ada seorang kita. Nak menakut muka hati kita nak ukurlah kenyang muka kita tapi nak ini kita ni kita nak kali apa yang kita kan kita jangan jangan menakut kita sangat ukur sekarang lagi sulit tu mesti senyap tu mesti tu mesti mesti ada sebenarnya kita tak tahu betul kan semua mula dari apa Kita nak buat kerja ni dengan cuma, kalau kita mesti dia harus kita dengan ini lah.
Kinesolida.
Ani kau buat aku agelani sabah sabah ikan ini terima aku terusi ikan yang mari terusi nuwa tinggal tu kena yang lama tu. Ini kan ikan sabah kan ikan.
Pete, what kind of a program do you think that we should have in line with educating our young people, you know, about ways to get animals, you know?
Well, if you look at what they call a hunter to kill ratio, I mean, how much you have to get, it goes from back in the 40s to about the late 40s, which was a hunter get quite a few animals. Well, it started to go down during the 50s, and then went even further down during the 60s. Well, but the Inupiaq, the way they hunt is they take their sons out with them, or whoever, and then they show them father to son. They train them. And that father to son was broken up by the students like me, even our language, being shipped out to Edgecombe or Chimaw or Haskell or wherever. So where the hunter to kill ratio in the 60s was real low, that if I went out then without training from my father or my grandfather, I didn't get very much because I didn't know how. Didn't know how to chase nothing or even look up in the mountain and even know what I'm looking at because I didn't have that sharing experience with my father. Well, what's happened now is that with the kid not having to go to school no more, it's changed from a son to grandfather. Because we're the fathers and we don't know too much and we never did learn. But our grandfathers, for the most part, are still alive. So the hunter, how much they get, is going back up again because of that retraining, you know, to our younger ones. It's just like the language, you know, you have to learn it at home. I don't know if there's any way you can do it in school other than weapon skills, maybe, or how to take care of your snow machine or something that you can do in the school, you know. But if you go out with your father or your grandfather and then take them out, take the young one out, I think that's the only way really to teach them. Where if they make a mistake, you can at least grab their head and spank them or make them do something different, you know. But if you're in the school, it's real hard because you're not sharing one-on-one with your own, you know. You're kind of giving a general description as to what you're really trying to do. And if you take your grandson out or your son and then show him, it means a lot more to him, and that's the whole about the way we hunt, you know. So I don't really know. I think it's the old people, you know, we don't think of fishing game as the experts. It's the old people, you people. That's how it's supposed to be because you have this home, this habit that has tracked this animal or have gotten this type of fish, and it's just something that, you know, you'll have to figure out how you want to pass your skill on.
I think maybe Reggie, can you teach any of that at Sivanilvik, the boys?
We do some of it, Elmer, but it's, you know, like with the fishing and stuff, when we have it, we do with what we can with what's in the season. Uh-huh. It's, when moose hunting season comes along, we do what we can with that, and they get a lot of good experience that way. Yes, but for other animals that are available after the summer, no. And like caribou hunting, Norvik's probably about the closest thing that has a lot of kids that does something because they use that boat and they take them up and do stuff with the kids up at Onion Portage. And I wanted to add on to what Pete was saying about younger hunters who get in the practice of wanton waste. I think one of the ways that can be handled is either through possibly IRAs or even elders councils. If there's people that are doing that over more than once, or even first time, you know, let them know right away. Somebody's got to tell them if people know. And usually people in the village will know who's doing something. And, you know, if we take care of it right in our own village, then it won't have to go to the federal level. So that, because that person will learn right away if somebody, you know, shows them the right way. Maybe not scold them, unless they do it over again and again, but, you know, if they show them the right way, right away.
I wonder how about if we do it in the impact day?
Well,
if we put it with the school.
It's a good idea, but you have to remember, though, also that as the season changes, so does what the impact times also change, you know, like fall time, early fall, or maybe early fall to us, but not to the people, not to Kogan. It's when they start hunting the caribou, and then just before freeze up when we hunt the seal out here. It's a different region doing their thing at any particular time of year. Maybe Kobuk, what they do, maybe start trapping Tikdalik or something while we're out doing seal or something. It's got to be probably more localized to the village level to where they can make a, like in the fall time when maybe we go out seal hunting with a boat or something, maybe we could take some of the younger ones out with us, you know. But then again, it's the school system. I have a son that used to run dogs, and like he participated in that here at the Cotton race, and it's the school system that makes them suffer because they put them on restriction when they get back, you know. There has to be to make it work with the school system in that the school can recognize it as a skill, you know, just as much a skill as learning to add or subtract or write something. I mean, it's what you're doing out there, you know, but it's the school system that doesn't recognize that as a skill that can be awarded, maybe with a grade or something.
Reggie, maybe when we meet this fall with the school system about the UPAT days, maybe you and I could, or some of our people could encourage them to put, you know, kind of, or teach it even every other UPAT day or something.
Well, there's, yeah. I think there's ways that we can get around it. If we can get around the school system, but it would take a lot of communication with the local advisory. You know, we have to start with the local advisory school board, and it would just be a matter of, you know, the kids could still write an English paper about what they did when they were getting EFAC training. You know, I mean, they could still do that kind of stuff.
Even math on miles. And
well, yeah,
figuring
they can
out, do all kinds of,
you know,
things.
There's different ways that we could make it work if we could find the people that would make it work. You know, the get the hunters that really know, that would spend the time, even if it's with a few kids to start with. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a start. Maybe we could, you know, I and a few others could join the local advisory board starting this fall, you know, see if they, you know, think about it.
Okay, the big difference that you'll have to recognize, though, is that as time goes on, the way of living has changed. Where in your day, when you were young, all you remember is going for this, getting that. Now the kid looks at a square thing tacked onto the wall and then just sits there, and the only thing he exercises is eyeballs and emotion, you know, and that's about it. Or before, I mean, you get blisters in your hand from chopping wood and taking fish out of nets and really working, you know. So somewhere along the line, you have to recognize that this cash economy thing is really putting a big dent in our culture, you know, that the cash economy where before, if you wanted a pile of wood, you had to go out and chop it yourself. Now you just dig in your pocket and go get somebody else to do it, you know. It's sort of like what they've been trying to do is taking away the initiative to do hard work, you know. And what they got to do with that hunting is kind of make them realize that it's hard work and you have to be good at it. And it's not just picking up a gun, jumping in the boat and going zipping off somewhere and just shooting it full of holes and then coming back with maybe hamburger or something. You know? Another way might work in the school system, though, is to take that gun, you know, that's the weapon, that's the instrument you use to shoot this animal, and then really make them proud on how they take care of it, and even more proud on how they use it, you know, to where somebody will get a single shot and not these fancy military guns that shoot 50 shells before you even know where they all went, you know, because that's another reason why we get such a lot of dead caribou now is because with these guns that can shoot 30 shells and faster than you can count to 10, I mean, what they start doing is shooting into the herd. Well, the herd gets hit, you know, by the bullets, and some of them worse than others, the ones that fall first. But sooner or later, these crippled up ones, they're going to fall down someplace. If you can teach the kid that is doing the shooting that if you get a rifle that shoots only one shot, you better get something with that bullet or you're going to go hungry. It's a better approach, you know. So I think teaching them maybe something like weapons in school, maybe how to take care of their snow machine too, maybe the stuff that don't really matter, but what really adds up when you go get that animal, I think is the way to do it. And then where it boils down to where in a village, if the elders or the hunters have the time, like after they get all their meat and stuff, to take a few kids, and not necessarily the kids in trouble all the time, maybe one or two of them, anybody's kid, maybe that's got no father or somebody that would like to learn how to hunt and then teach him in the village. And just like in the village where your hunter comes down to here, and then maybe at my age is learning how to hunt out in the ocean. And then after you learn how to hunt in the ocean, maybe he wants to go to Point Hope and see what it's like to whale. It's, you know, it's okay. It's something they can use as a skill. And it'll make them a better hunter, you know, which is what our culture is all about, is the man getting the material for the women to do all the work.
One of our teachers has been girls in. High school boys up the road to go hunting. The boys went up the hill with guns and the girls stayed in the truck and they hit a porcupine with a rock. Porcupine with a rock. No good. So they got something. The girls got something. The boys stopped. Sure thought that was something. They went from the school.
Laura used to get seals on the beach, just hit them with an oar, you know, without a rifle.
Women
do like to think.
Maybe we need to think too, several more years back, the older men used to teach the young boys, you know, together. In a cuttery thing, all of these preparation things. And then by the time they were old enough to go out hunting with their fathers or their uncles, and the uncles were responsible for the boys too, to teach the boys how to hunt. By the time they were old enough to go hunting, the old people had taught them safety and weather and implements and all those things, you know, the things that they hunted with. And by the time they were old enough to go hunting, then the fathers and uncles took them out hunting. Maybe we could even look at that approach, you know. And I know Reggie wanted to have a program to send some older boys, like to Sealing Point and Sisolik, those places, to go hunting for seal with some of the families over there, and there were some families that were willing to take them in and teach them. But it's still during school year, and we too busy to work that out too. And the girls wanted to live with the families and learn how to cut seals, make seal oil, make bone meat up and all that stuff across there. And families were willing to take them in. But because it's still school year during that time, it just didn't work out. And we still talk about it, but it hasn't happened yet. I mean, we've got to do something.
Well, you probably could get with your school system and make it like a school project.
Well,
you just got to, like you said, you got to start with advisory school board and approval all the way through.
I guess probably, if you really, you're going to do it.
You got to have good backing.
You just got to go do it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it because just in the last few years, I've been bringing my kids up to camp, just even nearly. I've seen how much they've learned, especially little Reggie, who's like a shadow up there with me. And I never had that opportunity when I was a kid. I had to learn as an adult. And so, you know, it's not like you can take a kid one time, because I'm just finding out how much he's learning just from watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, not that I say anything to him, unless he'll ask questions, but he watches me if I'm doing something all the time over and over. Sometimes he'll learn it, and he just does it, or starts asking questions or telling me what he learned. And so, you know, if you took kids, you'd have to do it with the same ones over and over and over.
That's why that camp is important. And I hear parents, local parents, complain that their kids don't know how to do this in camp, that they grew up doing this in camp, but their kids don't know how to do it. But they don't take their kids to camp, you know? You have to take them to camp if you want them to know that thing, you know, that you're complaining about. That's the way kids learn. That's the way we learn.
I think we need to. And I'll come up here and not be one of the hours. Shoot right through between those running boards in the sled. There's no power. Just pass this down one big ticket. In the Africa. And then we'll look at me and it all okay. But, how long time that? The limited fund, one month to the limited fund, can always be trying to take in the afternoon. Keep it me and it all okay.
Two, three years, But when you set up the nail, you think I'll have to carry my feet.
Kaya ko işte veriyor. Hani ben ne ilk aktör aktörüm. Bu bana kurban mı işte bana. Buna en iyi lavram ne yapıldı bu dağına. Hani ben ne aktör değil artık hani ben ne. Bir gün bu kadar bir gün de plan yok. Bir de parti. Anlık. Sivon ne yapıştık. Hani ben ne. Kita ini mungkin untuk dengan mungkin membangunnya nak kita payah, sabar mula, kita kanok sih mungkin lebih, bahkan ada orang yang perlu waktu ni, kita ini kita pun nak kira ni, payah pun kita nak membangunnya, kita ini kita yang nak jalan, kita payah pun kita yang nak coba payah pun, ini ram, ini ram tu sih, kanoknya tanah. Ilipsigit kami kahulugo, ilipsigo, natuduro kaya sa lapo. Kasama kanok, ipagkas, mga malibuhay sa kanok, kanok testimony niya kalang pili, sabro muna.
Zami, at makawati yung inaktigo, pitakot, na pindutik, ay dino, nakawaligo, siya kung nakawaligo, dino, lord.
Dala kanu payak si bunda sevini nak unura di tangan nak ur ini ur wedilu kanu sesuatu nak patut tak panak karena penyir 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 aku si bunda tak ni.
Uba tak nak ala pada muka dari nama kau biar mana mesti kalau pada ini semua tu. Maklumlah tak nasibnya lewu nak kenal lewu tujuh tujuh. Nun akhirnya di dalam kita yang mengalami nanti sini, tadi saya kesiapan, baru cuma karena aku di lalu, temannya sebagai naga yang itu tak kan kalau kenal dulu, tak ada siapa nak ikut sih, saya kesi lari juga, sama selalu kena yang paling sedikit. Wadaku, ini kayak tahu kalau hanya dia ni, Allah ni yang nak tak, terus Allah ni yang ini kita mesti tak nak takut mahu, mahu ni dia lalu. Wahin kalau kita lalui si tiup si, semua kami jurang ini Allah nanti kayak tak.
Ya, kalau nak kau minta pelajaran kamu dan siapa ni kita. Undi, dunia kira payah, tu kem tu mana, agin jauh tak kanungnya, kakak tinggi dapat itu tu bukanlah rupa ammaru.
เป็นไรไม่ได้เป็นผู้ว่าไม่ได้ว่าเด็กสิเนี่ยเป็นอะไรบุกเข้าไปจะกันเราไม่ก็สามารถสุขีรักมันจะก็คริสต์มาสพบจะมาในแผ่นสิบวันนั้นเนี่ยวิลเลจโจนุกันเราถึงตูเลงอะไรเนี่ยนะบุกเข้าไปเนี่ยตูเลงอะไรประมาณนี้เป็นเกิดดูร่างไม่กลางหรือว่าพันธุ์เราเนี่ย
เสียงเสาร์เรื่องเล่าตอนนี้ที่ยึดติดนักบุญไปยังเกี่ยวกับที่นี่นะอับโตอับโตประคางนี่สมองนักแต่มาเนี่ยอับโตก็ไม่เป็นนี่นักบุญดูกระหล่อมแต่ปากยังเนี่ยเอ๊ะปากโตก็ไม่ได้เป็นอะไรปั้นอะไรก็ไม่อะไรก็ไม่ได้ปากเด็กอับโตไปตาเราไง
เราไม่รู้สิ่งที่เราดูได้คุยกับที่ก็นักแค่ไหนสลายก็ได้มาแต่เราไม่รู้ว่าจะทำอะไรกับที่แต่นักคุยกับที่ก็แก้ไม่ที่กินที่กินยาลุยนักเกลือขนมปิ้งสมัติคุณก็ยังคิดว่าจะทำอะไรกันเนี่ยที่มีราคาอุติเราไม่รู้ว่าจะเอาที่ไหนสลายก็ได้เฮ้ยนะ
Well, the elders want us to visit their villages around October because in fact they are another thing that doesn't help meeting with the local. Right.
The rest, if you make any cuts, hopefully some ago, back to Ireland or Jadi would have worked. So, you know, you're seeing any little priority. Jago, saya tak nak tamu cuma nak setok. Do you have anything to add on to this, really?
To the agenda?
No. About Robert's regional elders coordinator's report, or about this, us or you guys going to the village. They have decided that it should be in October. Is that okay with you? Yeah. Arga. Now it's your turn.
My turn.
Nana regional, Nana Dorm status report.
Okay. That's.
Is this the only one? Is this the only one you have? If you put in my file about the job opening.
Just the job opening. Yes. There's. I'm not sure what's all in your packets, but. We just got a memo from Sarah last week about the dorm parents in Fairbanks. And so late or early this week, I guess, we put it on the radio for people to take Jack and Ella Jones's place in Fairbanks, in the Nana Dorm. And I had brought it up to you at our last meeting, hoping by this time it would have been out so that we would have applicants for you to go over. That's not the case. If most of you are going to be here for a week, I think the closing date is on the 1st or 2nd of August. This morning when I got in to 1 o'clock, I had 3 telephone calls about that job, so people are hearing it on the radio. And so we should have some applicants by August 1st. And I'm not even sure what day August 1st is, or August 2nd is. I think August 1st is Friday.
Friday.
So maybe for a while, Saturday afternoon or something, we could get together and go over them if we have any, and I can let you know, just as long as you let me know where you're staying, if you're going to be here for the whole week. Two younger people called, one from Cotsby, one from Deering, and then I just got a call on the CB from a married couple that are going to pick up an application on Monday. And so people are hearing it, and they're calling and inquiring about it and asking for applications. So, although we don't have anything for you now, other than to tell you this, maybe by the 1st we'll have some applications if you're willing, and if you're not too meeting out from ICC to get together for, I would think it might take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, depending on how many applications. And that's it for that part. we just want to let you know that we're in full swing. We have right now 44 kids out there, 11 and 12 year olds. First bunch. Looks like we'll have at least 50 in the second half of this, not more. Next, the week after ICC, we had about almost, well, over 70, maybe 75, 9 and 10 year olds, and I think about 33 or 34, 7 and 8 year olds up there. So we're passing through a lot of kids.
It's been over 200 now.
We're over 200?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and we still got 3 weeks to go after this week. Our staff is really looking forward to this week off. For our elders this year, we have Clarence and Marie Woods from Ambler, also Tommy and Irene Tibbetts from Norvig. And they've been good. Busy for the most part. Everybody, our counselors have been real busy. the kids. I'll tell you this, all the fish that we put up, sheepish, whitefish, steelie, and some salmon, we've been giving to the senior center for the ICC elders meeting. And we've been bringing in a load every week, along with the kids who go out and pick koroks and clean them and cook them. And we brought those in, and then we just had a bag that they had just picked the day before I came down, and I brought that in. And so we've been trying to help with the ICC and some food for that. Dried fish, and half dried, and some fresh, even heads. And so they've been pretty busy out there. I gotta tell you, it's a dangerous place to have a birthday. I had a birthday up there on Monday, and I've forgotten, because in the last couple of years, and my birthday's been on a weekend, so there's been nobody around, and I kind of forgot. The way my daughter put it was, they said, 1, 2, 3, go, and he went way up in the air, and I don't see him no more. That was my 3-year-old telling Linda how they threw me in the river. Anyway, it's berries are, you know, when the berry season comes, we'll be picking berries with the kids, and still working on fishing. We're making a change. And I talked to you about this, I think, last spring. You know, the Melvin Channel and Blue come together. We cleared it this week, the kids, and we're going to move our insects over there.